Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of this soon, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Hello, boys and girls, kids and schools, and everybody else around and around. We apparently have lost our intro song.
Oh, no!
I think we're going to have to get them damn squirrels, because you know what? They got my nuts!
You just need some nut scrubber.
I don't know about the scrubbing of my nuts. My nuts are quite happy where they are, as they are, and happily in there. But, you know, our Dead Sea squirrels... They're gonna... Wait, they give me back my nuts!
Yay!
What the hell? I don't like the condition of those nuts! Oh, I can't eat nuts. I'm allergic to those. Ugh.
Uh-oh.
No nuts for me, man. No nuts for me! Did he? No, he didn't. He couldn't possibly have written that, Jack. I came up with that a week ago. Forget that. He did Dead Sea fishes or something. Yeah, he did floating dead zombie fish, which I never understood how that was going to work, because fish need to breathe air to stay buoyant and stuff. Just sounds wrong. Wrong! Wrong, I say, wrong! So how's it going there, Jazzy?
It's going okay. A little sore, but okay.
You know what comes up in 21 days?
Halloween?
No, October 31st.
Halloween! A party.
Where?
Right here on TMV Cafe.
Well, I should freaking hope so, gosh darn it.
Best party of the year.
That's got my vote.
It's got my vote.
Yeah, we're going to have to push it with the whatever, however the rest of that song goes, because I'm not going to sing it. Oh, Jazzy, I heard you were going to sing it.
Sing what?
The song.
I don't know how to sing.
Really?
Maybe.
Okay. So do you know what we're going to talk about tonight?
Movies!
Yeah, what kind of movies?
Remakes.
And sequels. Why we love them and why we hate them.
Now you're throwing sequels at me?
Sequels, remakes, it's the same idea. They get all messed up. They've got the same goods and bads and reasons for why we like and don't like stuff. So, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Are you one of those people that likes to see the sequels and the remakes?
It depends. If I like them to begin with, I will go see the sequels again. Remakes. I haven't seen too many of the original versions. I usually catch the remakes because they were made before I was born. And then it's like, oh, this movie's coming out. And then I go and watch it, and it's like, my parents are like, that was a remake. It's like, I don't care. So, chances are I probably didn't know it was a remake before I watched it.
Good. I would tend to say, along the same ideas, if they made a good one, I would enjoy it. However, I see so few good remakes, and the sequels seem to always be a constant slide downwards as opposed to upwards, that I'm always jaded about the whole idea of sequels and remakes. Because I've seen a lot of movies, unfortunately, a lot of the originals, and a lot of the remakes, and so rarely do I think they nail it with the remake. I'm going to give you one of my favorite examples of this. Rollerball. I'm going to guess that you probably haven't seen it, so that's okay.
I haven't seen the original.
Have you seen the remake?
I have.
And what did you think of that movie? Okay, so why did you not like it based on just having seen that movie alone?
It didn't catch my interest. It didn't keep me into it.
Why would that be?
I just got bored with it.
Why?
I don't even know why to be able to tell you. Because I don't even think I finished it.
Okay. Well, I thought it was a terrible remake because it wasn't... Like, the original was good for its time. I mean, right now it wouldn't hold up science-wise, plot-wise, and there'd be some big holes in it. But
yeah.
It was good at the time because it was cool. It was a great idea. It was cutting-edge science fiction with a good twist of social commentary. And if they could actually have captured that same appeal, the remake would have been good too. But the remake was just like a limp, nonsensical, why the hell? Oh, we got some money? Okay, good. Let's do that. And that was about it.
Yeah.
So... And don't mind me, I'm multitasking. Ooh. Oh, remake
Yay,
of Red Dawn.
Multitasking.
No, I don't know about the remake of Red Dawn. Red Dawn on its own was a good movie all by itself. But, so, I've had a discussion in the past about this with some friends who, they're in the Hollywood world. You know, they like to play over there, like that, with Hollywood. And we had a discussion as to why it is that Hollywood seems to gravitate so much to doing remakes and sequels. And the biggest point he came up with is the inherent invested interest that already exists for a remake or a sequel. So let's put an example, the one that Mr. Jack put in the chat room there, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. The original movie, no, actually, TJ, it's not because they're lazy. It's not lazy. It's money. What happens is, the original movie, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, many, many, many people watched that movie, because I think it was in the 60s or 50s or whatever. Awesome movie. Story concept, the idea being that you mega social commentary about society as being a whole bunch of moronic, not going to go anywhere type people and stuff. 50s, right. So the sequel was actually really well done. I mean, I liked the other Sutherland, Donald Sutherland, in the movie that they did. But they changed the skew as to how the story... And yes, I know it was about communism, Jack, thanks, but it was also about society in general being a bunch of lazy bastards and stuff. I can say that word, can I? Can I?
What word?
Lazy.
Yes, you can say that word.
Okay. So, that sequel was really well done. And it was one of those rare ones where really good interpretation. They changed how the interpretation was. Now it's a focus more on a different subset of societal issues and stuff. And they made a good movie on that on its own, too. So that you don't necessarily know the old movie. Now, they made another Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which was not as good, but they knew right off the bat that a group of people would be going to watch this movie. A percentage of the viewing population who watch movies on a semi-regular basis were going to go, regardless, because they'd seen either one of the original, previous original movies. And they said, oh yeah, we're going to see how good they make it or how bad they make it. Hollywood knows that 25% of the people who watched it are going to go see it anyways, even if it sucks crap. If they spent $2,000 in this movie, and by the way, I can give you an exact analogy of that one too, $2,000 in this movie, they knew that they were going to make $10,000 back on that movie, because those people that watched the original were going to come and watch the remake. And this pisses me off, because there is so much good material out there that could be turned into a movie. I mean, books, comic books, creative ideas just come out of the pores of people all over the place. But they keep going to the, oh, we know this one's going to sell because it's got name, brand, recognition. Let's redo this movie. Okay, yeah, green light that project. And that bugs me.
Yeah. Bugs me. So how many times was that movie remade? It sounds like
Invasion of the Body Snatchers? Jack, how many times was that remade? I think it was done a couple of times. Another one that's annoying. Carrie. Do you know how many times Carrie's been done?
I know I've seen the original.
With Sissy Spacek?
Spacek?
Spacek. Spacek. Sissy. Katie. Katie. Simpson. Zaza. Zaza. Yes. That one. That was a good movie. I love that last scene in the movie. Where the hand comes up out of the grave. Awesome scene. One of the very few scary scenes that have ever actually made me jump while watching a TV. Love that movie.
One movie that I was sad when they remade it and I didn't like the remake version of it was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Sorry, you liked or did not like?
Did not like.
You didn't like the remake?
No, and I love Johnny Depp. I love watching his movies and Tim Burton, but I did not like the remake of it.
Huh.
It ruined my childhood.
Huh. Because you know that the original version of the movie is all about drugs. It's drugs. It's all about drugs. Drugs.
Yeah,
drugs.
But that was my childhood. Not that I did drugs as a child or have ever done drugs. But it was my childhood.
Okay, and this is, I think, one of the same reasons why a lot of people get dissed about remakes and sequels, is that they grew up remembering whatever component of that movie. It's like, oh, I remember that movie. It was awesome. Wait, what the hell is this piece of crap that they just put out?
Right? Yeah, did not like it.
So, Jack says that there were three different versions of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And I think he's including the one that had... I hope he's including the one that had... What's her name in it? Tom Cruise's former ex. Blonde girl. Why can I never remember people's names anymore? I'm serious.
You need a memory like the werepig guy.
I need brains. I need brains. Somebody got some brains?
Oh, get Give me some brains.
Here,
have
God.
Some cookies.
I had those. Thank
Nicole you. Nicole Kidman.
That's the one. Yes. Oh, yeah, I completely forgot that Daniel Craig was in that. Damn. But, yeah, Nicole Kidman. I didn't mind that version. It was okay. Not the best in the world. Had some interesting ideas. Just completely went a complete different way. Oh, sorry. I'm going back to what I was saying earlier about Carrie. Carrie's being remade again. For the third time.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. And you know what's crazy about that?
What?
Good portions of the movie were filmed about two blocks away from where I live.
No way!
Yes! So,
did you make a cameo?
No, because they were doing filming all at night. So, and it's like every time they were filming was like starting at like 10 in the evening. I completely forgot to go walking out around there. I was like, oh, man. Because apparently there's a big pyro scene in it, because they had the burnt out car sitting there for like 2 weeks as they every time I drove into work. It's like, what the? Oh, that's right, Carrie. I gotcha. Fun. So, do you want to know one of the reasons why I decided today we were going to be doing remakes and sequels?
Why is
that? As our discussion topic of choice for the show. I saw two movies this weekend.
Okay.
I saw Resident Evil, whatever the current one is, and Men in Black 3.
Oh my god, I want to go see that.
Men in Black 3 is an enjoyable movie to watch. Once I could turn off the science, which, of course, with MIB, you have to turn off the brain on science, because the science is, oh yeah, we're going to screw with you, but it's okay, it's fun. I love the jetpacks, by the way. The jetpacks were awesome. So, yes, fun movie to watch. Story was, within its own dynamic, worked. But I don't think it was as good as the first one. But has a really, really good touchy-feely end moment, which I thought was artfully and tastefully done well. And I thought that was cool. But yeah, See, that was a sequel series. Like, the first one was awesome. I will always like the first one the most, because I thought it was rock hard on how it hit exactly what it was trying to be. It was trying to be a fun, campy, sci-fi, no-hold parody on everything that we ever watched in the 50s. Or 60s.
Yeah.
Or 70s. The second one, it was okay. It was fun, but not as good as the first one. And same thing with the third one. But definitely enjoyable to listen, watch. Now, the other movie I watched, Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty. Beautiful set. Lots of awesome choreography. I was bored shitless.
Really?
The movie was a video game. It was the movie representation of a video game. I was just... Okay. I can watch this. I love watching Mila. Mila is awesome. Michelle Rodriguez, awesome. The other people in the movie, they were good too. But it was boring. And yes, I know, EW, movie based on a game. But watching this was like watching a video game, not watching a movie. There was no real plot, no development to characters. They came, they did stuff, they left. That's it. And I was really disappointed about this. Because I at least expecting a little bit of story.
Action?
Oh no, lots of action. That's the whole movie. It's just action. Yeah, I know. But, on the plus side, this one really, really, really does create a good sense of lead-up for the next movie. Which, if they keep on with the end shot, will be freaking awesome. However,
they gotta have a story to it.
They gotta put some kind of story in it. And right, I love Silent Hill. Oh, and I'm really looking forward to the sequel for Silent Hill coming out at the end of the month.
That oh my god, that one creeped me out.
Spooky as crap. It looks good. I'm gonna like it. I'm gonna like it. I like it. Oh yeah, I gotta put that in.
I can't wait to go see Frankenweenie.
That's not a sequel though.
It's but a it remake. Is a remake.
That's right. Tell me about
it's
it.
A remake, and they're doing a totally different way of it. It's the original was actual actors, actual human beings. The remake is stop motion.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm really excited to see it.
So in the
Have
same way,
have you seen the original?
Oh, I'm sure I saw it many moons ago. I don't remember it too well.
It's the... Oh, I don't know if I want to actually, like, say what it's about, but it's a remake.
Go ahead. Spoiler alert for everyone. Spoiler alert. Spoilers. Spoilers. Go ahead. You can now tell anything.
This family has a dog. It's like a little Jack Russell Terrier-style dog. And it dies. And this kid's all upset about it.
Oh, so sad.
And he Frankensteins this dog and brings it back to life with, like, a rainstorm.
He's alive!
And so, basically, it's this Frankenstein dog. That's about all that I really remember from it.
Frankendoggy.
I have to watch it again.
Frankendoggy. Woo-hoo, doggy. Frankendoggy.
So, yeah. I'm excited for it. It has Tim Burton remade it, was the director, and it has Johnny Depp in it for one of the voices.
Oh, well, then I'm definitely not going to see it.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Because.
Johnny Depp?
I don't mind Johnny Depp. He's okay. And I like claymation, so. And Tim Burton, I usually like him, and I'm guaranteeing you, banking on this, that Danny Elfman will be doing the soundtrack. And I love his music. But, you know, they did Dark Shadows, and it was like, I was disappointed at that one.
Really?
It was okay, but meh. Meh. I'm just going to stick with that. Meh. That is the meh. Summation of my answer to Dark Shadows. Meh.
Tim Burton's the director.
Oh, you're looking stuff up now, aren't you?
I am. I'm on IMDb.
Tisk, 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 tisk.
Catherine O'Hara, Martin Short, Martin Landau, Winona Ryder. Yeah.
Martin Landau.
Charlene Tahan.
Who?
I don't know. Charlie.
Okay.
Charlie Tahan.
Not Charlize Theron.
Huh?
Is it Charlize Theron? Theron?
Tahan.
Tahan. I don't know. People want me to pay attention to...
That
person. What?
That person.
Never heard of her.
LinkedIn, Skype.
Never heard of her.
Maybe it doesn't have Johnny Depp. I don't see Johnny Depp on here.
Rut-row. Oh, well. Yes, Martin Landau is still alive, EW. Surprisingly enough, he is still alive. Okay. So, that's some of the things like that. There are a lot of remakes out there. Oh, I gotta mention one of my worst favorite thingies to say as far as a remake is concerned. One of my favorite movies is a movie called Rec. R-E-C, with the little square brackets around it, so it's like the push button on a recording video camera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's a zombie movie. It's really basic zombie movie. It's all done in the found footage style, where you've got the shaky camera and everything like that. Awesome done movie. Spanish, foreign movie. Obviously, that means not very palatable to an American audience. Sorry to say that. So, what does Hollywood do? Buys the rights, repackages the movie, remakes the movie, completely remakes the movie for shot remake called Quarantine.
Oh, we've heard of this.
We've
one.
Heard this rant before, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
I hate Quarantine. Actually, I should rephrase that. I don't hate it, I just don't like it, and I'm disappointed at it. I like the actress who plays the lead in the movie. She's from Dexter. But I thought that they had an opportunity there to make a good interpretation of it, but it sucked. It was really, really, really bad. Ooh, Frankenweenie has Christopher Lee in it. That's cool. It's just, it had no soul. It felt like they were a bunch of people thrown on the screen and said, okay, now say your part, now say your part, now do your part. Okay, let's tie it all together. And it's like, okay, there was a movie. It was not really all that interesting or exciting or the least bit fascinating. Whereas Rec kept you on the edge of your seat because you could believe that the characters were there. You could believe and feel their pain and their fear. And it was like, wow, this is awesome. Now, Quarantine has one of the very few situations where the sequel, in my opinion, is way better than the original. The sequel, Quarantine, Quarantine 2, how original. decided to take the theme from what they did in the first movie, the shot-for-shot remake of another movie, and spin it in a different way. So it's now zombies on a plane in an airport. And this was actually really well done as far as what they were doing. You had good suspense, you had good action, you had good gore, you had good character development, and you could empathize with more of these characters. But in Quarantine 1, I just had zero empathy for anybody. I just really wanted them all to die. Which, I'm fine with that, but it's just, eh. So, I was trying to find the most remade movie of all time, and I think the only thing I can come up with is Dracula and Frankenstein as being the most remade movies out there.
See what Google says.
That's what I did, is I Googled it. Although they keep saying that Shakespeare plays like Macbeth and Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet. It's kind of hard to say. I'm pretty much guessing to agree with Jack that it's Dracula, because, I mean, they've done so many. Christopher Lee alone, and the whole classic monster guys, Peter Cushing, Peter Lorre, Boris Karloff, those guys rocked horror. But whatever. So, I hear a little thingy ticking in the back of my head. What is that thingy ticking in my bed? What? What? Is that a something coming and a knocking? No, that's not something knocking. That's something rocking. Better kill that.
Hmm.
So
I like things rocking.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, eh? So, one of my other favorite remakes of all time. You're going to be able to guess? Huh? I don't think you're going to be able to guess.
Not sure.
Evil Dead! Evil Dead 2.
Evil Dead!
Although, I'll answer EW's question there about Night of the Living Dead and Dawn of the Dead. I do like both remakes. I love the original Night of the Living Dead, and I also enjoy the remake of the Night of the Living Dead with Patricia Tallman.
What about Psycho?
I only liked the original Psycho. I hated the remake. The remake, as a shot-for-shot remake, was horrible. Same thing as I had with Wreck and Quarantine. Unemotional, no empathy, no, it's like, really? That was it? Eh. But Dawn of the Dead with Ving Rhames and I can't remember the blonde chick actress. I like her. Sarah Polley. Yeah, I think it was Sarah Polley. I thought Dawn of the Dead, the remake, was awesome. Now, Day of the Dead remake, that was kind of cheesy as hell. But, meh. It was fun to watch, and that's about it. Oh. Yeah, another one that I hate. Clash of the Titans. Why did they need to remake Clash of the Titans? Huh? Did you see Clash of the Titans? Jazzy?
Can I tell you yes and get away with it?
No. That's okay, though. However, Wrath of the Titans, which was the sequel to Clash, was much better and made up for it. And as Jack says, paint by numbers for a plan for making a good movie. Not so good. Oh, you have heard of Blair Witch Project, right?
Yes, haven't seen it.
Okay, so the Blair Witch Project, one of the first movies doing the whole found footage thing that really, really, really did a good job of marketing its ass off. The movie itself is mediocre. It's an okay movie. It's a thing to watch to see, well, how did it get into such a phenomenon? But that's it. It's just basically a really simple, cheesy, straightforward, direct-to-video type handheld cam, blah, 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 walking around type thing.
Yeah.
The sequel was a polished, good budget, cool story that really sucked marketing-wise. Blair Witch was a phenomenon that sold and rocked theaters because they spent like $10,000 to make the movie. They cleared several million dollars on the movie. What they did is they created a buzz, and I think it was pretty much during the birth of the web, that time period where the web and the internet were getting to be really, really, really popular and important part of infrastructure for marketing. They spun that so smartly. The movie itself, yeah. I could pass. It was just, not really all that exciting or interesting to me. It didn't scare me in the least. I was not the least bit concerned about any of the characters in the movie because I thought, oh, yeah, that one's going to do that. Oh, yeah, that guy in the corner. Sure, yeah, all right, no problem, whatever, blah, 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 blah. It didn't scare me or even interest me in the least. The sequel movie had a really neat story, continuing where that movie left off and giving it backstory and giving it front story and giving it an actual solid, decent story. But the marketing on the sequel killed it. It's just because it was a sequel, that's it, nobody liked it, sort of thing. It was completely panned by everyone. Now, in the same
Now, is it because they didn't like the Blair Witch Project that they didn't really care to see the sequel?
No, it was more along the lines of, this is not what we expected in the movie. It's not like the first one. It was different. It was a real movie. Whereas Blair Witch, the first one, was more about, hey, let's take a bunch of random footage that we took in this space and tie it all together and make it look like it's a really scary movie. And the first one clicked with audiences because at that time, that was something that was new, neat, and nifty and different that they hadn't seen before as an overall audience thing. I mean, that style had existed before. It just hadn't hit as strongly as that. The sequel movie, on the other hand, was an actual with good actors, with art direction, with lighting, with budget, with locations, and had the whole nine yards of a regular movie. And it wasn't a found footage movie. It was a proper movie. So it wasn't done in the same style. So I guess people were disappointed that it was a different kind of movie. Yet it was a better movie. It was better well done. It had a script. It had a story. It had character development. And that's the thing that kills me about that. Now, you're familiar with Paranormal Story? 1, 2, 3, I think 4 is out now, or something like that? I don't know.
Haven't watched them, heard of them.
I've seen the first one. I wasn't scared.
I scare easily.
Okay. So it's a movie for you.
Probably.
Yes, was as EW said, paranormal non-activity. I didn't really think it was all that scary. Ooh, The Blair Coven. No, wasn't that the movie? There was a movie called The Coven. Wasn't that good either? Eh. In the meantime...
I hear them dying in my head. place, not what it seems. I hear them dying in my head.
Hi there! How's it going?
Ah! Zombie!
Where?
Oh, wait, here's a cookie.
Oh, goody. So, if anybody doesn't know it, that was Geezer, as in Geezer Butler, one of the great people from the band Black Sabbath. That was his solo career. He did Geezer, as in G-E-Z-E-R and G-Z-R. A couple albums, I think two or three. I like Black Sabbath, great band, always loved them. Every single member of that band has had solo careers. And solo careers and projects that were pretty good. They're all pretty heavy. Bill Ward's project was kind of a little off. I think he only had the one album. But still, it was good to see that the gang is out there making stuff. So,
it's always good. Music is good.
Music is always good. Did you like that song? Was it heavy enough for you?
Not my cup of tea. But it's okay.
Okay.
I don't have to like everything, do I?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get any Katy Perry for you.
That'd be awesome. Let's get Katy Perry to sing about zombies. Then you'd play it, wouldn't you?
Totally play that, yes. I had a thought, but I went away. Okay, we're back to remakes. Wonderful. So you know what remake I watched recently this year that I enjoyed? We've talked about it, too.
Oh, we've talked about a lot of movies that you've watched.
I tend to watch too many freaking movies. Think hard.
How about you inform me?
Remember.
The what?
Remember. Oh, it's a hard remember.
Can I get a hint?
I'm giving you a hint.
Is it a superhero one?
No. Was there any remake? No, there was no remake of superhero movies that I remember this year.
Total Recall?
That was it. And I noticed that you read the chat room because Jack fed you the answer.
Thank you, Jack. You rock.
Yeah, Total Recall was actually pretty good. As long as you separate that you're not expecting the exact same movie. You know? I mean, it was an enjoyable movie on its own. It was like, ooh, that's cool.
I think that goes with any remake. You can't expect the same original movie.
But a lot of people go in expecting that.
But you can't. I mean, someone's going to throw in their own input on it. You never know when someone goes and goes, okay, we're going to remake that, but we're going to throw this element in here and see what happens.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. I tend to concur. Oh. Because the same thing with doing a cover of a song. You can either do an exact cover of the song saying, look, this is me doing Geezer Butler's song Area Code 51. Doesn't it sound exactly alike? aren't I awesome? I'm good at doing what he just did. Oh my god. Or you can make a new version of it and bring it into your own, what your sound is, and make it your own song as well as being reflective of the original.
Yeah.
And Jack, they do not overestimate the sheep. The sheeples keep watching the crap. And yes, that is what we have as a term. I didn't make the term, by the way. I just parodized
it from
somebody else.
Do they really say sheeples?
They do say sheeple.
What's a sheeple?
Sheep people.
Huh.
You know how we like to make fun of Justin Bieber?
Ugh!
The people who follow Justin Bieber are sheeple.
Justin Bieber can take his sheeple and go jump off a cliff into a big ocean.
And they probably would follow him.
Exactly.
That is why lemmings are going to be the new animal for America.
Lemming is an awesome game.
I would not argue with you on that. I enjoyed that game for many hours when I was a younger feller.
I want to find the original version of Lemmings and put it on my computer and just play it for hours on end.
Can't help you with that because none of the versions I could find would ever work.
Really?
Yep. Well, it's originally a DOS game or whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't work on anything anymore.
Well then, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to recreate the original Lemmings to work on new technology.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Would you buy it?
I'd buy it for a dollar.
I'm not going to sell it for a dollar.
It's okay, you didn't get the reference.
No,
it's a movie
apparently
reference.
Apparently not. DOSBox?
DOSBox,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's called virtualization software. Where you can run old versions.
Oh.
Windows 2000 had a version of something like that where it would allow you to run classic mode where you, if you had Windows 95 or whatever, you could run Windows 95 programs in it. Same idea.
Yeah.
I mean, the Mac has something called a couple of different programs called Parallels and VMware. There's a couple of others as well where you can run a session of Windows, like PC Windows, as long as you've got a license for it as well. You can run a native application running DOS or Windows or whatever. I don't think it works for DOS. I think the current versions only work for Windows 7 and up or something like that. I don't know. I haven't played with that in a while. But back to remakes that should never have been made because we hate them. Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Here's one of my favorite. I really wish they'd never made this movie as a remake.
Which one?
The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh.
Everybody's favorite blank-faced feller was in this one. What was his name again? Oh, yeah. Keanu Reeves. Not to be confused with Piano Reeves, because that's another feller altogether. Have you seen Day the Earth Stood Still, the Keanu Reeves one?
I have not.
Okay.
Well, okay. It's sci-fi.
Yes.
I don't watch a lot of sci-fi.
Okay.
So, again, not my cup of tea.
Well, the original movie is a very thought-provoking story about social commentary. Notice a theme that I've got in movies that I like? Movies that do actually try to say something about stuff, whether or not it's about individuals, whether or not it's about society as a whole, whether or not it's about particular elements of society. If a movie can't actually make you think, it's kind of a boring movie. If all it is action, 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 and that's fine, that's fun, that's entertaining in that category. And those types of movies are usually very unlikely to try and say anything beyond what they're saying in the movie, which is action, 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 or comedy, 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 comedy. Those movies are fun. They're filler. They're fluff. They're enjoyable for that perfect specific reason on its own. But when you get a movie that's based on social commentary, like the original Day the Earth Stood Still, you can tell a great story and still comment about how society is warped about how communism or the fear of communism, or because it's another one of those types of movies. I mean, the 50s, all of the movies were about communism and the fear of communism and the fear of the bomb and everything like that. So whatever. But at least the commentary is still very valid. At that time, people were afraid of stuff like that. And that was cool, to be able to take a whole movie, watch people's escalation of activities, and go through a whole series of, wow, that's life. That was wacky. You know, you could get into their involvement, and you could understand the character, and you could be, I identify with that one. He's my hero. She's my hero. Oh, I want to grow up and be like that, because that's awesome. In the meantime, now we've got all these other movies like, kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them, and that's it. They're kind of boring.
Yeah.
So the remake version in 2008 was really quite boring, because it was trying to do this whole commentary about the Green Revolution, about how, oh, the aliens are going to come back to the planet and destroy us because we weren't taking care of the planet, so they were going to reboot it. Okay. Really? It just fell flat. I mean, I really thought it was kind of lame. And in the same vein, War of the Worlds. The original, awesome movie. The remake with Tom Cruise, wow, that was a limp piece of crap.
Didn't watch that one either.
I mean, they got one thing right in a Tom Cruise remake, and that was the sense of perspective. In the original movie, the whole movie follows the little girl and her father, and that's it. You don't see anything else except what they see. It's all based on how they go through the movie, which, unlike a lot of movies, they will give you differing perspectives. This character over here sees something over there, and things blow up over there. This character over here says, look, the dinosaurs just came out of nowhere and started running around, blah, 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 blah. So you see different perspectives. But the original War of the Worlds, just the little girl and her father through the entire movie. Through the remake with Tom Cruise, just Tom Cruise and his daughter was pretty much the essential whole thing of the movie. And that was cool. That was the only cool thing that I think they did right in that remake. And speaking of remakes, yeah. Oh, I had another remake that I was going to... it disappeared on my head.
Mm.
Oh, well.
It's over there. Catch it.
House of Wax.
Did not see that, just because it had Paris Hilton in it.
The worst thing about it was that it had Paris Hilton in it. The only good thing about that movie, they killed Paris Hilton really well. Messily, painfully, and it's like, oh, that hurt. Ouch, I could just see that happening. Oh! So, yeah. Yeah. Just found the movie I forgot I was talking about. Planet of the Apes.
Oh.
Unfortunately, it's done by one of your favorite directors.
They're ape people.
That's okay. I don't mind ape people. I mean, I love the original movies.
I didn't like the originals.
Well, they're probably a little dated for you. I mean, they're from the 70s.
Yeah. My brother always watched those old B horror movies.
Did you see the remake movie in 2001 with Mark Wahlberg in it?
No. Didn't want to. Didn't care for it.
I'm going to agree with what Jess said in the chat room. The Tim Burton movie, on its own, if it had been unconnected with Planet of the Apes, and this is the same issue I had with Dark Shadows, if it had been its own movie with its own story and its own concept, it would have been a perfectly good movie. I would have enjoyed it, because on its own, it works. But it's a remake of Planet of the Apes, which was an awesome movie, awesome idea, great science fiction, and this is the limp piece of thing that they came out with. It just didn't sit well. I mean, it was a flashy movie that they came out with that was, oh, let's have this in it. Oh, let's have this in it. Oh, let's have this in it. Instead of it doing this, let's do this. And instead of just trying to put their own mark on a movie and creating their own individual real piece of artwork or whatever, it just looked like they tried to put too much of oddity into it, and it just didn't seem to work too well. So, I mean, I did not like the remake of Planet of the Apes. Now, the sequel... sorry, I don't know if we should call it a sequel or a remake. Rise of the Planet of the Apes, the one that came out last year, that one I enjoyed. Now, it wasn't great, but it was good. It was good enough to watch. It was good enough to... I'll eventually own it on Blu-ray. I just haven't gotten around to picking it up again. But that one was good because it had enough of the quirky humor in it, enough action, and enough character development, even though some of the science was just, what? No, that's wrong. No, that just can't be wrong. Well, I'm also going to agree with Jess. Burton and Depp need to separate a bit. They got to go and build some careers separate to each other.
No, come on. Depp has done some movies without Tim Burton. Pirates of the Caribbean.
I liked the first one. Did not like the remaining three that came after.
Oh, I liked them.
No, sorry.
Maybe it was because I was just drooling over Johnny Depp and Orlando Bloom.
You know what? And that also pulls into the whole built-in audience thing of remakes and sequels. It doesn't matter if the movie was good or bad. People are going to come and watch the movie because Johnny Depp is in it.
The actors.
It's got nothing to do with whether or not he's a good actor or not. He's just there, you know? And that brings in that whole segment of the population, such as yourself, to watch the movie. And Hollywood knows that. They know that they're going to bring people in like that. So, I mean, that's where it really pisses me off, because I read a statistic somewhere about how many books come out each year. Something like about 10,000 books that come out every year. Original, new stories, new concepts. Mind you, probably 90% of them are rehashing of the same concepts, being spun around different ways, different finds, etc. But there's some new stuff there. And comic books, I mean, crap, there's thousands of those that come out every month or every year as well.
Make those into movies.
They should make more. They have
stop making remakes. Make those into movies.
They have been making more. I mean, for the last 5 years or so, we've been seeing many, many, many more comic books made into movies, because comic books fit that format. Short stories, simple development, and you can create a visual medium that really transfers well to the display, to the TV, to the movie theater, etc. Because it's very simple. It's like you're already creating the storyboards for it. One of my favorite comic book movies of all time, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Woohoo! And, of course, the Avengers movie. Awesome!
I haven't seen Scott Pilgrim yet.
What?
It's not on Netflix!
Home? Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Go and spend that $10 and buy that DVD at the DVD store, because it's been out for a while, and it's a nice, good movie. You'll like it. As Skip says, it's awesome.
It's not on Netflix, I'm sorry.
And you know what's even more awesome about that movie? I watched that movie saying, oh my god, I was there. Oh my god, I was there. Oh my god, I've been there. Oh my god, because it was filmed in downtown Toronto. there's a couple of scenes in there that were filmed in... It's not the store where I worked before, now, but at one time, that store, the record store in the movie, I used to work in that when it was a Woolworths. I used to work in that store. It's awesome!
You know, I do that with a lot of the movies that they film in Detroit. Was it the Gran Torino? Four Brothers, and there was one more. He goes... Precinct 13. Some Precinct movie.
Precinct 13 was a movie recently, yep.
No, Skip, not 8 Mile, because I have not been up to that area of Detroit.
Well, I would hope not. That's a prison movie,
isn't
it? I
would probably get shot on sight there.
So, we're not going there. Oh, wait. Hold on. Hold the horses. Earlier today, there were reports of bizarre activity occurring in the town of Waldo, Florida. Random acts of violence and ritualistic mutilation of bodies were reported to have been occurring. Urban pacification teams have been dispatched to the area and report that everything is under control and that there is no cause for alarm. Good thing, because they found Waldo. He's in Florida! Don't! I'm sorry, when
your
I found
your zombies
that...
found Waldo? That's
apparently,
awesome.
Apparently. So, holy crap, our show is almost over. Imagine that.
Oh, no.
And what do we got coming up next, young lady?
Well, a little birdie told me we have free pie coming up next.
And who's on free pie?
I lost the birdie.
The birdie?
I lost the birdie.
I think the birdie just spoke a little word in your ear again.
Red Tash.
Hey, that's it.
Here we go. I found the birdie.
Woohoo! Did you eat the birdie?
No, I don't eat the birdie. I don't
I
eat...
I ate the birdie.
You ate the birdie?
Monday was Thanksgiving, so I ate the bird. The bird was good. Oh, by the way, Thanksgiving in Canada, just to clarify for everyone. And then after free pie, we've got Mental Candy, where Joan...
Yay.
Where Joan will be dancing her booty off to 80s music again. Woohoo!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rock out with the Spock out.
Oh, fun times.
Good times. Good times.
I can't believe our show is over.
I know. Seriously, that was like a quick
hour.
There's
so many more movies to talk about.
I got a whole list of like 30 movies here that we haven't got. We know what? We're going to have a sequel episode. Not a remake.
Are people going to like the sequel?
They're going to love the sequel because it's going to be damn freaking good because we're doing it. It's going to be freaking awesome. It's going to have action. It's going to have comedy. It's going to have boy-girl stuff happening over there. It's going to have things blowing up. Knives coming out of stomachs and going, slash. Yes, Red Tash, they have to be bigger, better, badder, faster than before. Awesomer in degrees of... Wow, dude, did you see that car go like that, man? That was like awesome, dude.
Yes. We'll make it bigger and better.
Oh.
More explosions.
Oh. A good remake to watch. Coming out, actually, at theaters right now. Judge Dredd.
Oh.
Yes, I'm going to go watch that on Friday.
Okay, you go watch it.
I am the law! Thanks all for joining us.
Good night.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.